Nolte, Sound of Freedom tops $40 million in Indy 5 per screen average. By John Nolte on July 10, 2023. Sound of Freedom has topped $40 million at the box office and beat the per screen average of Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. At the close of business Sunday, after only 6 days in theaters, Sound of Freedom has grossed $40.2 million. Also, over the weekend, it averaged $6,388 per screen, which topped Dial of Destiny's per screen average of $5,760. Currently, the Disney Grooming Syndicate's Dial of Destiny is playing in 4,600 theaters, compared to just 2,852 for Sound of Freedom. Dial of Destiny might have come in second place with a weekend's gross box office haul of $26.5 million, and Sound of Freedom might have come in third place with $18.2 million, but Sound of Freedom is doing a better job of packing them in. Also, unlike Disney's Dial of Destiny, which is on track to lose tens if not hundreds of millions, Sound of Freedom is already profitable. Budgeted at just $14.5 million, Sound of Freedom started making millions the moment it crossed $25 to $30 million. And it's just getting started. With an A-plus cinema score and the corporate media's desperate and insulting attacks, word of mouth is all set up to be phenomenal. Sound of Freedom should also clean up on home media. Sound of Freedom has already grossed more domestically than these 2023 Best Picture nominees. Women Talking, $6 million domestic, $7 million worldwide. Tar, which I recommend, $6 million domestic, $20 million worldwide. Triangle of Sadness, $4 million domestic, $24 million worldwide. The Fablemans, $17 million domestic, $37 million worldwide. The Banshees of Inisherin, $10 million domestic, $46 million worldwide. Except for Banshees, in just 6 days, Sound of Freedom made more than five of those films worldwide. All the Oscar, festival, and media hype led to nothing more than failure. People weren't interested. Sound of Freedom's secret sauce used to be Hollywood's expected sauce. 1. Make a movie about an issue people care about. Child sex trafficking. 2. Give the movie a dramatic theme. Christianity, that appeals to a broad audience. 3. Entertain. And 4. Don't preach or scold. Disney emasculated Indiana Jones and will lose up to a couple $100 million. No one other than the child groomers at Disney wanted to see Indiana Jones emasculated. Plenty of people want to see good people rescue children from evil people. Sure, more people went to see Indiana Jones in the Dial of Destiny. But Disney's going to lose a fortune because it didn't give Indiana Jones fans what they wanted. The people behind Sound of Freedom will get justifiably rich because they delivered what their target audience wants. That's how the real world works. But Disney, and Hollywood in general, are too addicted to their snobby bigotry and deviant sexual fetishes to give the public what it wants. That's okay with me. Watching Disney fail is a lot more entertaining than its lousy movies. Watch the Sound of Freedom official trailer.